Good morning, this is Corey Bernardi with the Bernardi Bulletin for Monday. The AWU slush fund scandal continues to haunt the Prime Minister as damning new evidence is brought to light, or not, because crucial court files appear to have vanished in respect to the Australian Workers' Union discovery of internal fraud 17 years ago and the fight to overturn redundancies to dodgy union officials, including Julia Gillard's former boyfriend, Bruce Wilson. On 16th of November, the Federal Court confirmed that key documents filed in the Industrial Relations Court Queensland Registry in 1995 by then AWU National President Bill Ludwig had been lost in the past 9 months. The documents are believed to have contained affidavits from key players and meeting details in which the AWU became aware of fraudulent activity. One of these meetings was the National Executive Meeting of 16 August 1995, which voted to pay large redundancy checks of AWU members' money. They were filed in 1995 by Bill Ludwig in an attempt to recover the large redundancies paid to AWU officials. Now, this scandal will not go away. It continues to haunt the Prime Minister, because plainly the Prime Minister has not answered all questions about her involvement in this matter. This goes to the Prime Minister's actions at the time, but it now also raises questions about judgment, integrity and standards, and it's only right that the opposition should continue to seek explanations from Julia Gillard. New issues have been raised repeatedly by the media. There are serious questions to be answered, and the police need to investigate the disappearance of the missing documents, because these documents might have been able to help reveal further details of what happened all those years ago. But of course, the documents I've been talking about today are not the first ones to have disappeared. According to The Australian, there is no information held in the Perth State Records Office regarding the establishment of this slush fund, and Slater and Gordon, the firm that Julia Gillard worked for to establish the slush fund, has said it can't find its own file on the same association. The Prime Minister needs to come clean. She needs to answer questions in regard to this. The Australian public demand to know the truth. This is Corey Bernardi.